feel control just slipping away. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hand, your referee in tonight's horrid little challenge. Life can be really quite dull sometimes, can't it? Sometimes it seems like things could really use a boost, a shot in the arm, a taste of excitement and challenge. That's certainly how Paul Weaver felt. He needed something to take him beyond the boredom of his job, beyond an existence where everything is so predictable and safe. And he most definitely found that, and unfortunately, a lot more. In tonight's story, No Quarter, by Vancouver writer Phil Savitt, we take you down a high-tech corridor where the shadows are the least of your problems. Listen.
Addictive personality. Vicky, my ex. Or I suppose I should say my soon-to-be ex would call it obsessive. And it's funny how these things take shape, you know? When I was a kid, first they said I was highly intelligent and creative. And then they said I had a hyperactive imagination. Then my perception of reality and fantasy were dangerously impaired. Well, it's not the kind of thing you like to keep hearing, so I just kept it all in. Started working harder in school. And soon I was back to highly intelligent and creative, diligent. But I, this is kind of awkward.
Go on. It helps to talk about these things.
Well, I used to feel nervous, kind of sick to my stomach until I had the last hockey card on the checklist. Until the set was totally complete. Now, that's pretty obsessive, I guess.
If you say so.
Well, and that's the way I was with everything. But that's ancient history. What I want to talk about is my fascination. All right, my obsession. My addiction to video games. 6 or 7 months ago, I was at the Vancouver airport waiting to catch the red eye to Keo. Charges to my credit card, X131TL596.
Hello?
Vic? It's Paul. You awake?
Sort of. I am now. Hey, I was just dreaming about you.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about it.
Oh, I'd rather wait till you're here and show you. It's kind of X-rated for the phone. Are you at the airport? Is it time to pick you up?
No, I'm still in Vancouver. Just my luck. It's the one snow day for the year.
Oh.
The flight's delayed till 5.
What time is it there?
2. It's already been delayed twice. I guess I'll be in around noon.
You're on time?
Yeah.
Should I pick you up?
Yeah, I can grab a cab.
Then I'll just wait for you right here. What are you going to do? Get a hotel for the night?
There's not really much point. I'll just hang around the airport.
You got something to read?
Yeah. But you know what? I've been keeping busy playing this game.
Ball at the airport in Vancouver.
No, this is whole bank of video games.
I thought you I hated those things.
I thought so, too. I used to play that pong game at the bars, but it got pretty boring. But these are terrific. They're so much more sophisticated. There's one where you have to get the chicken across the road before it gets run over. Otherwise, there's this big splash.
That sounds a lot more sophisticated.
It's hilarious. I'm playing this one now called Donkey Kong. It's got a whole plot. You're working on this construction site, and this big gorilla steals your girlfriend and climbs to the top and throws these barrels of flaming oil at you.
Tell your girlfriend I hope she gets some sleep.
Yeah, if I get her. Every time you get to the top, this little heart comes out. Then the ape takes her off again, and the whole screen changes. I've only got to the third level so far.
Maybe I'd better pick you up. Maybe you should spend your cat fare playing Donkey King.
Donkey Kong?
Oh.
No, I got my visa. I can pick up a few bucks at the bank machine.
Technology wonderful.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, I'll let you get back to your dream. Good night, babe.
Good night.
And how did you feel when you were playing these games?
I don't know. It was just a way to pass the time. You've been stuck in an airport.
We all have, Mr. Weaver.
It was also innocent. I mean, I didn't even play a game for a month or so. Well, maybe a quick game down at the 7-Eleven when I went out for milk. But then this arcade opened up downtown, near where I work, you know? It wasn't long before I started spending my lunch hours battling the ungodly galactic hordes for a quarter a game. Asteroids, space invaders. Ah, what the hell? I mean, it was better than downing three martinis with the guys.
But your wife didn't appreciate your hobby.
I don't know. She got a nose all out of joint. I couldn't see what the big deal was. Oh, it's a great dinner, huh? Carol's lasagna is a real work of art. I don't think I'll eat for a week. What's the matter? You mad at me? I eat too much or something?
I wouldn't know. I hardly saw you all evening.
So I spent some time with her kids. What?
Playing with their stupid video games all night.
It wasn't all night. It's a home computer system. We can do all sorts of things. Well, maybe you could get one for the household budget.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Figuring out budget?
No. As a matter of fact, we were playing Missile Command and Warlords.
Carol says her kids have stopped doing their homework. She hates that thing.
Vicky, those stupid video games are a $5 billion a year business. And that's just the coin-operated arcade games.
How many of those quarters were yours?
Well, not everybody shares your opinion. They're educational. Those kids are learning to be comfortable with computers.
Carol says there's a study that shows it breeds violence and antisocial behavior.
The Defense Department uses armor attack as a simulator for tank training.
I rest my case. Carol says they're getting rid of theirs.
Maybe I should pick it up.
That makes great sense. We're barely paying the mortgage as it is, and you want to throw away money on that junk.
Yeah, maybe you're right. The graphic resolution on those home sets isn't nearly as good.
That's it. Make a joke out of it.
Look, this is a stupid argument.
Not to me.
Okay. Score one for you. You win the round. Point taken. Satisfied?
This isn't a battle call.
It's merely a lecture about antisocial violence, okay?
You used to care about how I felt.
Oh, and I don't anymore. Come on, Vicky.
Let's drop it, okay?
Okay, sure. Look out! There's the mothership! Evasive action! Entering hyperspace.
Grow up, will you, Paul?
You can't gain weight if you don't eat.
That's for sure.
Hey, did you ever that guy in Buffalo?
Buffalo? Come on, which guy?
Well, I
read about it in this magazine, Arcade.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, some computer science student in Buffalo blew the brains out of a Pac-Man.
Huh?
Well, you know it only scored six figures.
Yeah.
Well, he turned it over three times, and the screen flipped the maze on one side, and his electronic gibberish on the other. It was totally blown.
Oh, I couldn't
believe it.
I hope the company replaced the machine. That happened too often. I couldn't stay in business.
You know. Kidding? Now, that's the best publicity they ever had. Man triumphs over machines.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. So, what'll it be for today, huh?
The usual?
No. You better let me have just a couple of bucks worth of quarters.
Wow.
Now, I've got to get back to work on time. I've got this big meeting.
That's what you said last time.
Listen, I really took some heat for that. I told them my wife had to go to the doctor, but I don't think they really believe me.
Screw them. They can't take a joke. That's what I would say.
Well, anyway, I've got to get back by one. Could you let me know at a quarter to, in case I lose track?
No problem, Mr. Weegar.
Yeah, thanks. I'll be over at Defender.
Yeah.
The one machine that's really got my number, but I feel hot today. I'm going to beat that sucker into the ground. Hey, don't forget about the time.
No worries. Hey, listen, you want to beat Defender, don't use the smart bomb in hyperspace.
What happened then? Did he forget?
No. He told me about four times. But I was on a roll. I was beating Defender for the first time. I figured the game would end any second, but I just kept winning and winning. I knew I should go, but I just couldn't seem to do it. After a while, I just forgot everything. He was none too pleased at the office. Oh, great. The damn elevator's in the parking garage. Come on. Come on. Oh, all right. Now calm down. I can't believe this. Finally. Well, close, for the love of Mike. The slowest elevator in the world. I want you to break down now. Hey, maybe I should stop. I have an excuse. Bad thinking, Coleman. Come on. Please, elevator. Please. Finally. All right. Open. All right. I'm almost there. I'm not that late. It'll be okay. And then...
Oh, what's the matter now?
Relax. Get a grip on yourself. It's locked. It's just locked.
Why the hell is the door locked?
Where is everybody? It can't be that late. Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late, but... Donnie? Sue? Oh, no. I missed it. What's this? Paul, by the time you read this, you'll be in deep trouble. I tried to cover for you, but Bellows wasn't buying. You're on your own. Your former partner, Donnie. Oh. How am I going to get out of this one? My wife's sister had a baby. Car trouble? Hello, Paul Weaver? Oh, Mr. Bellows, I'm glad I got you. I've got all the figures right here. Yeah, I know. Look, I'm sorry. My wife's sister... All right, okay. Your office, right away. Damn.
Lost your job.
Yeah, but I scored 40,000 points.
How did your wife react to all this?
Vicky, well, you know, it was kind of weird. Instead of being furious with me, it threw her into this frenzy of activity. I mean, she was mad, but instead of taking it out on me, she started organizing this campaign against video games, telling people how destructive they are and everything. And I became the prime example of the worst that could happen.
Change the channel. Pull the trigger. Blast the asteroid. Push the reel, the bomb button. The mindset is the same. Survival and the defeating of enemies. The gaining of power. Oh. That's from a column one in the Vancouver province. I read it to you to show that there is something we can do. Out in Vancouver, because of the pressure of citizens' groups like this one, it is now illegal to have video games in a public place where children are permitted. And that's not all. In Britain, the game Obliterate was banned when the programming was adapted to refer specifically to the Falkland Islands dispute. So, let's get together and get some action on this. Let me close with another quote from that column. I quote, "Suddenly, I noticed the brand name of a very popular computer company, Apple, and I saw it for the first time. I saw another Apple in another time, and two people also looking for power who got us in trouble by taking a bite. Ain't it a coincidence, though? Whenever a major loss of innocence looms, it seems an apple is somewhere in the picture."
Stanford University study released today reported that prolonged video game usage promoted violence and mental degeneration as well as antisocial garbage. Yeah, I guess those lab rats get frustrated when they can't push the button with their paws. Must be another job offer. They've been pouring in. Hello? No, she's not here. Well, I don't know when she'll be back. Okay, I'll tell her. From McLean's? Yes, this is her husband. Yes, the one who told you. No, I have nothing to say, no. Jerk. Well, decision time. Midday movie or The Price is Right? Oh, my days are so full. This must be the finance company.
Weaver?
That depends.
Oh, I got a package here from Weaver.
No, it must be a mistake. I know we didn't buy anything.
No, no mistake.
Was it COD? Because I can't...
Look, why don't you just sign for it, pal? I ain't lugging this thing back to the truck.
Mm-hmm. It's enormous. What is it, a refrigerator?
Oh, open it up. It's yours.
Huh. Death ship. What the hell is this?
It looks like a video game to me, sport. Where do you want it?
I guess, put it in the basement.
Oh, put it in the basement. What do I look like to you, a mule? You want this thing downstairs, you're going to have to give me a hand. Just grab hold of the end there. Oh! Ooh, what's the matter with you? I couldn't buy one of them little jobbies, huh? Can't hook off to your TV set like everybody else.
So you didn't buy it.
No, no, no. You gotta be a big shooter. Just got a genuine arcade mod. Well, then hope you got locked in quarters. Oh!
Welcome to Death Ship. Thank you for inserting quarter. You are on a slave ship, a tramp steamer through the currents of space and time. Human civilization is in its final throes. Your Robotron masters have sentenced you to convict labor in the molybdenum mines of Zerta beyond the moon of a dying world. Can you escape the mutinous alien convicts and the Technoguards programmed to obliterate humanity? Can you survive?
This is terrific. What a game.
Please punch in name code.
What?
Please punch in name code.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hello, Paul.
Far out.
Shall we begin? Paul, are you ready?
Oh, come on.
Are you ready?
All right, sure. Yeah, I'm ready.
Evidently not, Paul. Continue battle.
Let's go.
Kill the human intruder.
Productive. Sorry I missed dinner. Did you eat? Oh, the meeting turned into a debate. This social worker was trying to claim video games provide people who feel victimized an opportunity to vent their frustration. I had to show him he had a fundamental logic problem. Oh, my God, what are you doing?
Just a second. Gosh, damn. You can't break your concentration for a second.
What the hell is that doing in our house?
I don't know. They delivered it.
Who delivered it?
Oh, it's the most incredible game I've ever played. The graphics are unbelievable. The thing talks. I mean, actually, talks to you. But the thing is, each time you reach a point plateau, instead of a free game or an extra ship or something like that, it's like it gets realer, you know?
You know, Paul, I think you're in real trouble. I mean, you should see somebody, a doctor.
My name is Paul W., and I am a videoholic. No, listen. This game, it really increases reality with points. The higher the score, the more lifelike the experience. Look, play it, you'll see.
Don't you see what you're saying? You're completely insane. First you lose your job
and... Oh, come on, Vicky. We both know that's a little simplistic. There were other reasons. I mean... Do you really think I was fired for tardiness?
And then you throw away whatever money we have left on this stupid crop? And what about how I'd feel about it? You must have known. Why didn't you just slap me in the face?
Oh, I didn't spend anything on it, and it's not even mine. It's yours.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's yours. It came addressed to Mrs. Victoria Weaver. That's you.
Not for long.
Well, maybe it's a gift. Or a joke. Or a bribe.
Whatever it is, we're getting rid of it, or else.
Either it goes or you go, huh? No, don't be so melodramatic. It's a terrific game.
No. It goes, and I go.
Vicky?
I mean it, Paul.
Oh, look, what do you want me to do? Swear to never play another video game? All right, I swear. Okay, you happy now?
No. I want you to promise me you'll get some help.
All right. Whatever you say.
What? Damn you!
Vicky, I didn't.
Vicky?
I didn't turn on. Doc, I thought it was great when you could program your name into the voice bank and it would insult you personally. By the time you're playing at the 100,000 point level, the game is so real you can't believe it. But when it started coming on by itself, demanding that I play, I began to get scared. But I couldn't stop playing. I know this sounds crazy.
That's a relative term.
I couldn't stop. It wouldn't let me stop. When I took my fingers off the buttons, I got an electric shock. I mean, there must have been a short or something, huh? It couldn't do that, could it?
I couldn't say.
Then, at 200,000 points, it hurled the ultimate challenge. When my man on the screen was hit, I would get hurt. I mean, really, physically hurt. I've been in this game all night, and if I take one more hit, that's it. I'm gone. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Wait. Please. What's going to happen to me?
Therapeutic psychiatric rest period is completed.
Oh, wait. Please. What's going to happen to me?
Therapeutic psychiatric rest period is completed.
But please. I can't.
Ready to resume combat mode.
No, I'm not ready.
Therapeutic psychiatric rest period is completed. Resume combat mode. Death ship is ready.
No!
I blew up, okay? Paul? Where the hell could he be? Paul? Paul? Oh, my God.
Hello, Vicky.
There's a lot to be said for the gentler sports, isn't there? Sports like karate or auto racing or Russian roulette. Huser was involved in tonight's production.
No Quarter was written for Nightfall by Phil Savith and featured Terry Kelly as Paul Weaver, Anna Hagen as Vicky Weaver, and Norm Groman as the psychiatrist, the machine, and the delivery man. Walter Marsh played the video arcade attendant. The sound engineer was Jerry Stanley, with sound effects by Joe Da Silva. Production assistant, Dagmar Kafanka. No Quarter was produced and directed by Don Kowalczyk. And now back to our host.
Next Friday, you'd better plan to stay up late. You wouldn't want to go to sleep too soon after the show we have for you. Not if you like to dream. Until then, I'm Frederick Hintz for Nightfall.